Day 11. Be strong. Be courageous. I just want to look at a snapshot of four different scriptures here. So let's turn to Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 20. And David also said to Solomon his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. And finally, 2 Chronicles 32 verse 7. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, because the king of Assyria and the vast army with him. For there is a greater power with us than with him. In a time of change, you need to have a vibrant partnership of strength and courage working together in your life. Each of these scriptures was given to a man of God just as he was about to step out and take hold of his inheritance and make his dream a reality. In their time of transition, God encourages each of them to be strong and courageous and resist all fear and discouragement. So when change comes, make sure you pack lots of courage and strength for the journey. In life, I've discovered that it is easier to articulate and define a vision than it is to establish the dream. This is what takes courage and resilience. Usually, as soon as you begin to vocalize your desires, 1,000 problems materialize and make your plans seem absurd. So then you need to be strong and hold fast to what you know God has asked you to do. The Bible constantly challenges the heroes of our faith to stand, be strong, and take hold of their inheritance. Remember, when the season of inheritance comes, so does the time for courage. Everything will rise against us to discourage us and push us back, but we need to hold fast to our convictions with fresh determination and press through to obtain our promises. Sometimes courage requires us to think outside the box and take a bold step. I live in Oxford and often hear stories about the fierce competition to get a place at university. Here is one story that illustrates this point. 280 students had reached the final selection for the 8 to 10 places available to study philosophy, politics and economics at one of the Oxford colleges. They had all been invited to attend 3 days of further selection at the college, and one requirement was to write a 3-hour exam on any subject from any of the 3 disciplines to be given on the day. On entering the hall, the students turned over their papers and read the essay title. What is courage? Discuss, it said. 1 essay, 3 hours. One boy sat and thought, then after an hour wrote 2 words, handed back his paper to the examiner and left the hall. The tutor was surprised, and then he read the answer and smiled. The student had written as his answer to the question, what is courage? This is, he wrote, and then walked out. The boy got his place. Often if we are to possess our place of destiny, we have to take brave decisions to get there. So today consider, what do you need to do to be strong and courageous and stand against all that would terrify and discourage you? This is your time to run your race and win with courage and bravery. Let us pray together. Father, where I've allowed fear and discouragement to control my life, I ask you to help me exchange them for strength and courage. I know that if I'm going to do what you've called me to do, I need to stand more boldly on my promises. Give me a strategy to take hold of all you've placed in my heart. Let me know what I should do to take hold of these promises in my life. partner with me people who can help me fulfill my dreams and strengthen my resolve and vision. Thank you, Father. Amen.